Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. Speaking of the larger story of how Moscow, how Russia sees Novorossiya, Donbass, but there are other elements of the former Soviet, former Russian Empire that are often brought into question, especially because of the most recent NATO meeting, which plans to deploy hundreds of thousands of military personnel and large weapons, F-22s, to Poland in fear of Russia turning from Ukraine to other parts of Europe. Anatole Levin is here to help me understand Solzhenitsyn's essay, which I have not read. Did Solzhenitsyn speak of the Baltics? Did he speak of Poland? Did he talk about Kaliningrad? Any of that, Anatole?
As far as Solzhenitsyn was concerned, the Poland and the Baltic states should leave, could leave, would leave, should be allowed to leave. He, and by the way, the vast majority of Russians and also the Putin government, do not regard these places as part, as in any sense, part of Russia in the same way that they do Ukraine. And it should be noted, by the way, that the Russian government under Yeltsin was actually the first government in the world to recognize Baltic independence. And Putin has never, unlike Ukraine, has never questioned the independence or statehood of the Baltic states. Russia's problem has been that after independence, the Baltic states radically downgraded, contrary to their previous promises to Yeltsin and to Gorbachev, the civic status of Russians within Latvia and Estonia, and the status of the Russian language. Because you can understand it from the Baltic point of view, you know, hundreds of thousands of Russians had moved to Latvia and Estonia under Soviet rule, to the point where the local people felt that they were in danger of being swamped. But you also have to understand, you know, why Russia was so angry at previous promises being, in this regard, being completely broken. But it should be stressed once again that there is no Russian threat to annex or partition Poland and the Baltic states. There just isn't. The military threat to the Baltic states, which now exists, is very much the product of the war in Ukraine, and Lithuania's now ended threat to impose barriers to Russian communications with the Russian exclave of Kaliningrad. That did lead to some severe Russian military threats, and as a result, the European Union and Lithuania have now reopened those communications. But I think it is necessary to say that the supposed Russian threat to NATO members has been vastly exaggerated. And quite apart from the fact that Russia has, you know, has not threatened these places, of course, given what's now happened in Ukraine, it should be perfectly obvious that Russia does not actually have the ground forces available to attack NATO. Where, of course, there is a threat is that Russia could use its missiles, of which it still has a huge number, I mean conventional missiles, to bombard NATO supply routes to Ukraine through Poland. Now that would, of course, lead to a massive crisis. And I think that if Russia sees itself actually losing on the ground in Ukraine, largely as a result of Western weapon supplies, then I think that is the danger that NATO will face. And then the danger, of course, of radical escalation from there, bringing us to the brink of possible nuclear war.
Quickly, three things. The Odessa grain deal, the announcement that Lavrov and Blinken will speak since the beginning of the war, and prisoner exchange. Just 30 seconds. Heretofore, those have been regarded as openings for conversation. Is that a way to read this?
Yes, I think they are openings for conversation. And I think that underlying it is the fact that Russia has been fought to a standstill in Ukraine, and the West, for its part, is facing the prospect of serious economic recession as a result of Russian gas cuts, and of course, global food shortages. And so both sides have a strong incentive now to begin looking for a way out, if there is one.
Anatole Levin, Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. Much missed. I'm glad he's back with Alexander Solzhenitsyn in tow. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.